This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
I appreciate, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Kevin. But I also appreciate that people are already starting to text in questions not to ask the boss.
Oh, great.
And I'll go ahead and give you the reason for that now. We are having a late lunch with our boss's boss today.
Right.
I think once every couple of years we get to have a sit down with him because he has a yearly meeting and everybody in the company sits down and he kind of tells the state of the union, yeah. If you will. And pretty much because we're on middays, we miss it every year. And so one year he was like, hey, I'd like to kind of catch up with you guys. And then he said, hey, I'd like to catch up with y'all again. So we are meeting with the boss today. And I wanted to make sure, Kevin, that I don't ask any stupid questions to the boss. You know, when I asked JD if he cuts his burger diagonally, thought it was a brilliant question. He seemed very confused. But, you know, people are who people are. So we'll get into questions not to ask your boss in a moment.
Do you think that's why we didn't win a World Series with JD?
Because people are who people are because he didn't cut his burger correctly.
Yeah.
The other night.
Both.
The other night, we were at Cold Beers and Burgers.
Cheeseburgers
in Arizona. Arizona. Mm. They're coming to Texas, baby. We were there.
The G-Bag Nation's going to be there.
And I ordered a steakhouse burger and went to cut it. And I said, oh, got to get a perfect diagonal cut here. And Gavin Dawson was sitting across from me and he watched me and he goes, I always wondered how you did that. He saw it. He knows.
There's no such thing. As a diagonal cut for a burger.
Dawson's always been the guy. All right. 2025 MLB franchise rankings. So this is completely objective by Stephen Nesbitt on The Athletic. All math, no bias.
Okay.
This is all math, no bias. He did have a change. Rather than span the wild card era from 95 to present, as he's previously done, the franchise rankings will henceforth cover the past 25 years. I never say henceforth, by the way. So I definitely read that.
Nice.
This is a floating time frame that feels right to start this year, 25 for 25. So the scoring system he borrowed years ago from football writer, he now has tweaked to fit baseball. All right. So he now has a baseball version. Winning the World Series gets you 9 points.
Okay.
Losing the World Series, 6 points.
All right.
Losing in the Championship Series, 3. Losing in the Division Series, 2. losing in the wild card, won. The scoring system also incentivizes division titles, penalizes prolonged losing cycles,
okay,
and docking teams minus 1 point. So you add up the point total and see how we are. Number 30 on this list, Texas Rangers. I'm just joking. They won a World Series recently, Kevin.
I was about to say, do we lose at every other category?
The only team with a negative point is -4, by the way, the Pittsburgh Pirates. That is the worst team.
In your face, Paul Skeens.
In the last 25 years is what the way that it looks here.
That's got to make you sad, right?
It does. It does.
Your points were, did we get 0 points? No, you did worse.
You actually did worse than zero. Why? Mm. Well, I'm sure everybody else kind of struggled too. Actually, you're the only team that had negative points. As a matter of fact, you're 7 points away from the next team because the Baltimore Orioles are the 29th team only 3 points. They were bad for a long time. And only in the last 2 years have they cranked it up. And I think 2 years ago, nobody even expected them to be good. And then all of a sudden, they were in the playoffs.
And they probably should have had more playoff success than they have had, which could have rocketed them up to not next to last.
If you want to avoid dumb questions, just let Kevin ask the questions, smile, and not. That's usually what I do anyway. I just sit there and go, mm-hmm.
But do you remember that one meeting that we had with somebody else who used to be in charge? And he asked a question, and I just gave a light the world on fire answer, and you just looked at me like, what the hell?
If you've ever seen Family Guy and Upside Down Face, yeah. He says it turned my life upside down face, and you see Stewie do that look, that's exactly how I felt in that moment.
He said to tell the truth.
The Reds, number 5. I'm sorry, point. They scored 5 points. They're at number 28.
We took a big jump.
They're number 27, Seattle Mariners, 7 points. And number 26, the Colorado Rockies at 7 points. So those are the bottom five. Those are the bottom five teams. Where do you think the Rangers are in the last 25 years in the franchise rankings based on their point system?
I wrote it down on a sheet of paper so no one could say
I
faked that.
Alec? Would you like to say a number out loud?
Yeah, I didn't write one because I'm not as good as Kevin.
Might be better.
That's his thing.
Writing is my thing. Okay.
I want to be optimistic, but I don't want to be too homerish. I'm going to go with 9.
9. It's impressive. All right. Number 1. What do you...
12.
Oh, you got a bunch of numbers scribbled on that piece of paper.
What I have
written... I saw a 6, a 3.3. Okay,
what I have
that's not even a number.
On my paper right now, if you want to see it, running back, right guard, right tackle, ? Wide receiver 2, defensive line, linebacker, a 7 over a 6, which is not for fractional purposes. Those were the times of a couple of our upcoming breaks.
So you wrote 12.
Slot buckets.
You wrote
the amount of money that Max Crosby is getting, including guaranteed money, and the number 12.
He called me a slot bucket earlier. I'm still
concerned. That's a compliment. Now I'm concerned. Did you hear Zach Martin?
Mm-mm.
Him and his slot buckets.
So you got 9, you got 12. All right. Number 1 team, the New York Yankees, with
Dodgers.
83 points.
Oh my gosh. And the Pirates had negative? Yikes.
On your face.
10 points behind them, but surging.
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers at 73 points.
It makes sense.
This is interesting because they haven't been amazing, but they're still St. Louis. St. Louis is number 3. The Red Sox are 4.
Okay.
The Houston Trash Can Droves are number 5.
I hate to say this, but it makes sense because they made 7 straight ALCSIs.
They should be docked 28 points.
Agreed. Well, let me just ask you this. If you took 28 points off of them, where would that put them in the rankings? The look on his face about, are you really asking me to do math?
9th?
No. Oh, my gosh.
It would drop them 4 spots.
Well, then they're objectively pretty damn good. If Corey could just take a chunk of their points away and they're like, they're still top 10.
Cowboys have restructured Dak Prescott's contract, opening up $36.6 million in cap space.
Ha-ha!
That's $56.6 million created in the last 2 days with CeeDee Lamb and Dak's numbers. We can get to that in just a moment.
Okay. We can push that in the next segment because I do want to talk about that.
Braves fall in at number 6 with 50. I feel like they're just consistently right there. The San Francisco Giants, because of their huge success early in the century. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
San Francisco Giants at 45 points was number 7. Philadelphia, 37 points, number 8.
Okay.
The Los Angeles Angels.
Really?
Are number 9 with 29 points.
What? How is that?
Take away 28 points from the Astros, and they're still ahead of the Angels by 1 point.
That is surprising.
Kevin, you said 12?
Yes.
Arizona Diamondbacks are number 12. Number 11.
Okay, we might be there.
Is the Cleveland Guardians.
We might be number 10.
You said 9?
I did.
You said 12?
Mm-hmm.
Texas Rangers are number 10. So the Texas Rangers are a top 10 franchise in the last 25 years.
Which, if you think about it, does make sense. You have three World Series appearances. Like, think about how crazy that is. In the last 15 years, you have three World Series appearances. So that makes sense. Good for us.
All right, let's get to these questions. We'll get to Dak in just a moment. That's an interesting thing about Dak Prescott's contract now.
That's really interesting.
All right, here are 10 questions that AI has said not to ask your boss at late lunch. And I know you're like, why does he keep saying late lunch? Lunchtime is noon. We're going at 2:30. That's late lunch.
Okay, just real quick. I know Mike is gone, but never forgotten. Somebody was going to bring pizzas up here someday. And at 11 in the morning, he is pacing the floor.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I said, they're going to be here at noon. And he's like, who eats lunch then? And I was like, that feels like a pretty accepted time to eat lunch.
Maybe not kindergartners.
True.
Because they got to eat earlier. Number 10. So how much did you actually make on that stock deal you mentioned earlier? Number 9.
I have a question and I'm like, I probably shouldn't.
I actually think this is a good question to ask. What's the craziest thing you've ever done to meet a deadline? Like, I think that's a good question because maybe he gives a wild answer.
Okay.
Number 8, do you think it's weird that I've been secretly watching your social media profiles?
That would be weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then would you say, did you know one of our coworkers used to thought you sired Brock Purdy?
He knows that too.
Yeah. Because
his wife made an extra stocking that year.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, it also says B. Purdy on it. So that was weird. Number 7. Can you tell me a really embarrassing story about yourself from when you were first starting out at this company?
I'm going to ask that question.
All right. Today. Number 6. Do you ever get the feeling that the higher-ups are just clueless about what's really going on in this company?
Okay. This is the perfect time.
Again, this is AI that says, don't ask these questions.
I was going to ask, what do you think about us getting rid of our CEO? So it feels like that question is in play.
Yeah, but there's new higher-ups. So,
that's true.
You know, the question's just enough different. Number 5. So what's the real reason you hired me? Is it just because I'm so good at making coffee?
Oh, in your face, Jake.
By the way, Gavin Spittle makes some fantastic coffee. If you never, Kevin, you're not a huge coffee person, but he does a great job. I always appreciate it. Number 4. Hey, do you think you could slip me a little extra on my next paycheck? I really need a new phone.
See, but if your phone's not damaged, that's a big risk. Do you have to smash it?
Yeah, mine. I dropped it the other day, so I can ask that today. Oh. Hey, just a little extra in the paycheck, off the books.
Okay.
Number 3. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you regret the decision that you made about last week's project?
Ooh.
Number 2. Oh man, this is interesting. So, do you ever secretly wish you could just work from home in your pajamas all day? At the state of the current world right now, I think that's a bad one to ask. Because everybody should be at the office.
Oh yeah, that's
what
right.
I'm being told.
That's a good point.
And number 1. So when are you planning on retiring and letting me take over?
He's too many levels above us.
What do you mean?
But then again, I don't know where I would retire to. Like, would you retire and I would get your spot? I don't. This is not like a where we are in the flow chart. I don't think I get to go be management after this.
I always just assume that if you're going to go be management from here, we're going to co-manage together. Like that would be fun because we could play good cop, bad cop.
What kind of changes would you make?
Oh man, new building. That's definitely the first thing I'd do.
Okay.
I like this building, but that elevator story really scared me. There was also another question. Do you like my haircut? I have a meeting with your boss today.
I have no idea.
I'm trying to impress him.
Who his boss is.
Yeah. I don't. Well, that's not him specifically. This is just any boss,
oh, no.
Kevin.
Yeah, I was just saying, I have no idea who our boss is. Boss's boss.
Should we ask him that? Who do you answer to?
Okay. Right down.
And can we talk to them now? Is that. We'd like to talk to your manager.
All right, Karen.
So, like,
that's the C block.
What if he showed up with somebody who's like, this is Herman Flagler. He's my boss. Would you just believe him, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He hasn't lied to me yet, so I'll believe it.
I think I would as well. All right. Coming up next, we've got a jam-packed segment. We're going to talk with FC Dallas keeper Martin Paz, but also the Cowboys' restructuring of Dak Prescott's contract. And what I think, this is a humongous mistake. Next on the Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We're going to talk with FC Dallas keeper Martin Paz in just a little bit. But we need to talk about this Dak Prescott switch that got flipped. Fair to say, Corey, we've known this was going to happen for a long time.
Yes.
Now, they freed up even more room than I anticipated. I thought it would be closer to $30 million. They flipped the switch, get $36.6 million in cap space. I hate this move.
For this year?
Yes.
Okay.
I hate it for this year and in the future.
Okay.
More in the future than anything. If they were going to do something with this money, rock on. But then earlier, Jerry was like, hey, we're not really looking at free agency as like a primary avenue to fill our needs, which is okay. But I would even take like a secondary avenue to fulfill your roster needs. Here's what I want to throw out for people that I think should terrify you about this decision. So Dak Prescott's cap hit was going to be $90 million. So, hey, they fixed it. They took 36.6. Woohoo! So Dak Prescott, after the season, is under contract for three more years.
Okay.
Do you know what his average cap hit is over those 3 years?
Oh, it's got to be like $60 million.
More.
$61 million.
A lot more.
$61.5
million. $79.1 million is his average cap hit over the next 3 years. And here's why that's an issue.
Can you flip the switch next year, though?
Yes, okay. You can. But here's what's going to happen, all right? Flip that switch, flip that switch, flip that switch.
Million.
All of a sudden, you get to 2029 when he's 36 and not your quarterback anymore. And where the hell do you think all that money went? I know today was the day of Zach Martin, and we're really excited for him.
Yes.
Take a look at the money that you still owe on that deal as well. So the difference with the Eagles when they do this with Jalen Hurts is when his contract's up, he'll be like 29 or 30. Dak Prescott will be 36. So you could see how the Eagles will be like, oh man, we got a lot of dead money. Don't worry about it. We'll just re-sign him again. So what the Cowboys are doing makes no sense to me if they're not going to try to get free agents. And I realize they're going to be like, hey, we gotta sign our own.
And you have to have $14 million for training camp.
Oh, yeah. Which, okay, great. And that's why not every team in the league does that. All right, so you freed up room with CeeDee Lamb. If and when you sign Micah Parsons to a long-term extension, that will free up more money. So even though you re-signed Hoffman, you re-signed CJ, you've been making moves, the OSA deal, they're not going to use this money to go out into the market, I don't believe. If they do, then I'm fine with it.
All right, so if they don't use it this year, it can be rolled into next year, right?
That is true. But let me just tell you real quick. Go ahead.
And not only, I'm glad you said that's true, and I know there's some caveats to it.
That is factually accurate.
The only
sure.
feeling I have here, and I feel like you just said $79 million, like that money yes. is going to, you're basically paying off the loan with the loan.
And I think you can make that argument. My other concern is,
if next year is the real year, and you can make some space.
Yeah.
Instead of this, like, let's yes. say this is a development year yes. again, and next year's the year you do need that rollover money.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And so what my concern is, and I mean no disrespect to these specific players, but these are just the guys who are free agents that you're like, this feels like what the Cowboys would do. Rico Dowdle, Eric Kendricks, it feels like they're going to chip away at that money by bringing those players back.
You're right. And that's what's going to happen.
What a great day it is for bringing these players back. And you're like, that's great. But they were already on a team that was 7-10.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah,
I just,
yeah, you're right about that.
I would feel 100% different if they did it the way the Eagles do.
That's what they'd say, without our quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, look how good we were without Dak.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know what, guys? Go ahead and take a look back at how good you were doing when your quarterback was playing, either last year in 2020. Go take a closer look at how that really went. If they were doing what the Eagles do, because for the record, the Eagles do this all the time.
Okay.
They're like, let's load up on dead money. Let's go for it right now. Because they go for it. And they're like, let's sign this person. Let's give Saquon a redefining deal because he had one of the greatest seasons ever for a running back and we won a Super Bowl. Let's do this. Let's do that. It feels like the Cowboys are going to go, do you know how set we are for retaining our own free agents yeah. and getting our draft picks? That's what they're going to do with this money, I fear.
Somebody said kicking the can down the road while the salary cap increases every year doesn't seem like that bad of an idea.
If you are competing, I'm with you on that. I want to make it clear from the 469. I agree with that 1,000,000%. If you are competing, what are they kicking the can down the road for right now?
To hang around the rim.
That's stupid.
Different than competing.
I think that's a stupid strategy.
Okay.
But clearly they disagree. All right, right now, let's bring to you FC Dallas keeper Martin Paas. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely. We can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys, too.
So we got a lot of soccer stuff we need to get to. But first of all, what the heck are we going to do to fix the Dallas Mavericks?
That's a good question. First of all, I think good recovery center for everyone who's injured right now. I think if we can get some bigs back for defense, that will be helpful. I think like missing your both starting centers and your starting fours in PJ and Anthony Davis too. It's hard to win games if you can't defend, right? So I hope some of these big guys come back soon and can protect the rim.
I know it was difficult to lose Luka, but did you see a vision for what they wanted to accomplish when all these guys are healthy?
It's for me, it's tough. Like I lived next to the stadium for 3 years. To be honest, outside of football, I think Luka was the first jersey I bought.
Oh man.
And big fan, and took me some days to recover from it. But then, yeah, I got excited from the first half when AD was playing against the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all got excited and we saw a vision back then. But then, yeah, when he gets hurt and especially I was at the game against the Sacramento Kings. And then what happened with Kyrie, it's sad to see, especially after such an enjoying season last year. We got to lick our wounds and hopefully they can make a miraculous way back into the playoff contention. But,
that's the spirit.
Not looking very good. It doesn't look very good.
So last year on FC Dallas night for the Rangers, because we're about to obviously start the Rangers season, you threw out the first pitch without us presenting any video evidence. How did you do with the first pitch?
Yeah, it was my second time, second year in a row. This time I did it from the mound. The time before that I did it in front of the mound. And two times I got a nice strike. So that was amazing. I have to say I was more nervous than that than being out of the pitch, because you do something that's not comfortable for you. But and if you've been there, you know they make you a little bit nervous before you do it. They show you like 50 Cent and Stephen A. Smith who messed up once. But luckily I get it over the plate together with Musa this time, which was really nice to do this together. And it was a really, really fun night.
If the first pitch would have gone badly, would you have started pointing out defenders right in front of you and been like, that was your fault that happened?
Maybe Beasley, right? That's the guy who catches it always. I should have guessed it. You're stuck there on your own, and he's an amazing guy always, and he gives you a lot of confidence. So I don't think there's anyone else to blame then.
I am glad you said that, because every year when we show up to spring training, Beasley runs up and gives us a big hug, and it's one of the coolest things, because he is such a nice man.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy, and every time we are there, he takes well care of us, so that's great.
Now, for people who aren't familiar, you've been entrenched as the keeper here for a while, like the starting keeper for a while, but you just now have moved over to number one. Is that right? And can you explain like why it kind of took a minute?
Yeah, so when I came here, they had a club legend in Jimmy Moore here, who was here, I think, for more than 5 years. And I just wanted to really respect him, because he always treated me with a lot of respect, and he had number one. So I was like, when I came very late in preseason, and then there was only a couple of numbers left. And then I chose 30, and Jimmy was here for the 3 years prior to this. So I was like, just to stick to the winning formula, right? And then Jimmy left this season to Houston Dynamo, and then I was like, I'm also wearing the number one at my national team right now. So, I got to link those up, and it's easier for the marketing and for my signatures and everything. So, let's make that happen.
How much does it mean to be playing for the Indonesian national team?
Yeah, it means a lot. It means a lot. It's a great honor to my grandmother, who passed away last year. And I think if you watched our games, it's it's a surrealistic experience. Like next month or this month, actually, I will play in Australia in Sydney, and then at home against Bahrain in front of 80,000 plus people. So yeah, that's a super cool experience. Also great to see a little bit of the world, see different cultures, being involved in different cultures and learn a lot from it as a person as well. So yeah, it's a really, really cool experience.
Talking with Martin Paz right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, are you able to navigate Indonesia without being mobbed by people? Because we hear that you're quite the popular person in Indonesia.
Yeah, that's quite impossible, I think. Yeah, well, it's incredible, of course, to get that support. But sometimes I'm getting a little bit awkward from it. So,
do you have a motorcade? Do you have like a bunch of cars that you travel? Like awesome. You travel like in a motorcade with security and stuff?
Yeah, so in Jakarta, I always got a police escort to drive me everywhere. And then, and on the airports, I always got like security with me as well. So, but sometimes it doesn't work really well because even the security wants to get the pictures and then it's like everyone got them up. But yeah, that's just a really, really cool experience there. And everyone is like super friendly, so I never have really bad experiences from it. It can just if you want to get somewhere on time, it can just delay it a little bit. But I always smile and I always want to give people a memory that they can have. And then because I've been young and I've been long in a waiting for a signature or a photo. And then I'm like, yeah, I want, if it's possible, I always stop by and do it as much as possible.
Now, obviously, I get you would have loved to come out of the first two games of the season with two victories, but to go 1-0-1 with both of those matches being on the road, how have you felt about these first two games?
I think I feel really positive about these first two games. Last year, we had in total 9 points on the road, and now with two games in, we're already almost at the half of that. Colorado is a very, very difficult away team to play at in the altitude. My first 3 years at FC Dallas, we always lost there. And I think since 2014, Dallas haven't won there. And of course, winning in Houston is an amazing start. Also for the coach who's from Houston, to get your first MLS win in the Texas Derby is amazing. And then you always look like how the team is going to respond after that great victory. And yeah, we had a good mental task in going down 2-0. Yeah, a little bit unlucky, I think, with some fluky goals. But then we showed some great spirit, came back, even we're leading for a while. And then unlucky, we couldn't get that victory over the line. But still, I think a point is, it's a good start, 4 points. And now home opener is coming this Saturday and super excited to show the fans that perspective in real life.
Yeah, we're excited about it too as well. Before we let you go, Martin, the FIFA World Cup has said for the first time ever, they're going to have a halftime show in the final. Do you think they should have a halftime show? Who should perform, or do you think they should just let little kids out there and let them play?
I was thinking a lot about who's going to be the Super Bowl next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe it will be good because it's Mexicans and U.S. and Canada. And right now, I think Bad Bunny is one of the biggest artists in the world. So yeah. I think I wouldn't be surprised if there will be type of Bad Bunny. And I really like Dua Lipa as well. I think she has some really good songs. So
same.
Maybe a little bit of a combination between Dua Lipa and Bad Bunny. I don't know.
Maybe we can get Becky G out there or something like that too.
That would be amazing. I know her very well as a person, and she's amazing, and she deserves everything.
She's so awesome.
Let's hope it.
That's awesome. Well, you are amazing as a person as well. The home opener Saturday, Toyota Stadium against Chicago, 7:30 p.m. If people want to go out there, hang out in Frisco, watch the undefeated FC Dallas. Thank you very much for your time, good sir.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, and have a great day. Okay.
Yes,
there
sir.
You go.
See you soon, man.
There you go. So Saturday against Chicago, 7:30 right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now,
Merry Christmas.
A very, look.
I'm just doing what the text is saying.
I see your clever questions and statements from the 432. Kevin, do not ask any questions about Christmas. From the 575. Kevin, way better start than last time. Good job.
I'm proud
of you. 903. Hey, Kevin, word of advice. Don't ask him how he celebrates Christmas. If you missed our interview last Wednesday, go look it up. And also, in the meantime, somebody texted in, and I kind of want to talk about this. This is a very fair question. The 817. You complained last year because the Cowboys didn't arrange their cap to make room for free agency. So they're restructuring it now, and it feels like you're still complaining. It's a great question. I want to talk about that with the G-Bag Nation next right here on The Fan. K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Heggy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. I know you guys are going to talk about it. I thought Zach Martin did an excellent and, for a lot of people, emotionally compelling job with his retirement press conference today. I thought it was really interesting. I did kind of want to chop this up with you guys. From the 817, Kevin, you complained last year that the Cowboys didn't arrange their cap to make room for free agency. Fact. So they are restructuring contracts and you still complain. Fair question or statement. My concern is they're not restructuring these deals to really try to fill spots on their open roster, because even Jerry was like, no, we're not looking at free agency as like a primary fill for our roster. That's what the draft is for. I agree. That's what the draft is for. But you have more than that number of holes on your team. Like, unless you know all these draft picks are going to hit, and that feels impossible for anybody in any sport, you have more holes than that. And so if they take this 36-6, they take the CD, they take the other things, and they're like, let's go pick up a couple of people, then good for them. I support that.
That's I think that's honestly, I know Jerry talks about he doesn't see it as filling holes, but if you talk to other people in the organization, though, the plan was to not bottom fish this year. Is honestly to try and maybe look at it, maybe not day one, day two, day three guys, but you know, maybe you're in on a day four guy, maybe more of the middle tier of free agents and not just completely the bottom of it. And so, yeah, that was a plan that I was hearing several people talk about coming out of Indy. Like, hey, we're going to identify some of these guys and we're going to see if we can get in on them. They said, don't expect us day one, day two, but we're going to probably be on some guys middle of the tier.
And go ahead.
You know what I was thinking there is just it's not consistent with what the Cowboys have said over the years, is that they want to fill out their roster in free agency and draft best player available. You know, for me, it was confusing that Jerry said that.
Yeah.
They've in my years covering the team, that was not consistent with how they've ever acted. You know, and I combine that with what Brian's saying over there, and I just feel like there's a lot of different people over there that kind of shape the Cowboys' strategy and direction, and, you know, sometimes Jerry's not always in line with it, you know, and sometimes that's because they're going in a different direction, but other times it's just that he says stuff that, you know, just kind of comes out of his mouth sometimes, and it doesn't jive with reality.
That's what I felt. I'm like, where are you going here? I don't know how you can't look at free agency as a place not to fill holes, to fill your voids, right? Because then you're putting all the pressure, which is the issue, on the draft. And to assume you're going to just hit a bunch of starters.
No matter how good you think the scouting staff.
Yeah, it's like, I hope to hell they do, and they've done an excellent job of building through the draft. But I think if you just looked at the NFC Championship game within your own division, how many big impact free agents did both Washington and Philadelphia have?
Yeah.
I mean, Frankie Louvu might have been the best defensive player for Washington. That was a free agent addition. Zach Bond, who just got re-signed, that was a mess. And that was one of those second-level guys.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can do that. You don't have to be a player first day of free agency. Fans, we're not asking you to do that.
Not at all.
Sign Nolan Carroll or Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and think like these are guys that are legitimately going to come in here and help you win football games, and they don't make the roster. Royce Freeman, another example of that. Actually bring in some competent players that you can win with.
Broadus, when Al Singleton was brought in, he wasn't a bottom feeder.
No.
Right? Like that was a guy that you were like, I feel like he can fill the role.
Yeah, the time was that, you were looking at a guy that still was playing at he wasn't playing at the level that he once was. But yeah, I mean, the bottom feeders are, you know, or what they did with, you know, bringing that edge in from
Carl Lawson.
That's a kind of a bottom feeder move. You know, that here's a guy we're trying to kind of find some things, but they're gonna break this thing down. I know their board is gonna be that of like, okay, these are guys we probably can't go get, but you know, here's some guys that we can absolutely. I think they need to be in the business of trying to repair some relationships with some agents. You know, they got off to a pretty good start with this guy with Osa.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully they can carry some of that momentum that they have. They're building these better relationships, and they can have an opportunity to get more guys and be on top of that. I think they're being more proactive with what they're trying to do here.
And I absolutely like that, especially with players like CD. We always knew that was going to get restructured. And Osa, and hopefully when they get the Micah deal done. I hope they do kind of make the moves that y'all are talking about, because when you're restructuring Dak, and I know that's how his contract is built, you are playing a dangerous game in terms of how much money he's still got coming to him. $79.1 million average cap hit over the next 3 years now. Yeah. Not including this season, because they freed up the money. Yeah. But to y'all's point, if they free it up and they're like, let's go get some guys, then great. Yeah. That's what the point of this is.
Yeah, go build a team.
I think that we've all kind of learned with Philadelphia, you can't just, they'll tell us they're 24/7 personnel group. You can't just be one way about this. You got to be able to draft, you got to be able to trade, and you got to be able to sign free agents.
Yeah.
You got to play in all three. And if, you know, a team like Philadelphia, that's, you look at what they've done, that's how they built their team. You just can't be a team that's draft and develop. You're going to get beat every single time doing it.
I mean, now they have enough money. They can bring Tank back. They can bring Jordan Lewis back. They can bring Rico back. Like
Kendricks.
Eric Kendricks. Like there's no excuse. And still have enough money to sign some outside players. So I'm excited by this. I think the actions speak louder than the words relative to Jerry.
Now, something else, I don't know if you'll be pumped about. The International Broadcast Center for the World Cup is going to be here in Dallas. They announced today going to be at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. 2,000 broadcast media representatives, perhaps including you as well. It's going to be here in Dallas.
That would be cool. So is that like a World Cup Radio Row?
That's Radio Row is what that is.
Oh, yes.
My gosh.
Yeah. Kind of feels like we probably should have got the final if that's how it was going to go down.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not.
You still might get the final then.
I don't think
you would have the broadcast center set up someplace and then have the final in a completely other venue.
It is at a different venue. I don't know if they'll change it from where it is right now. Because
Arlen, who got the final?
New York?
Yeah, it was New York.
New York got the final?
And we got one of the semifinals. Okay. So that's still humongous match.
It just doesn't seem, it seems kind of strange that you would have the final in another city.
Agreed.
Okay.
So just something cool to look out for next summer is World Cup Radio.
Yeah, really excited about that. And, you know, all of our friends who are doing media relations for them that can hook us up with guests and
exactly
all kinds of watch parties, and it'll be a party.
Agree with all of that. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. We'll take a look at everything that's been breaking here right out of the gates, and John Machota is going to join us at 4.
Okay, good source to have right there. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Roll back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.